Just as they were halfway across the lake, the gingerbread man felt his toes getting wet, and he told the fox. "Mr. Fox, my toes are getting wet," he said. The fox looked down at the gingerbread man. His toes were getting very wet. "Well then, climb onto my shoulders," said the fox. Inside his head he thought, "I can't have my meal getting damp," he said in his head. The gingerbread man climbed onto the fox's shoulders. "This is a bit better," said the gingerbread man. So they continued to swim. Soon the gingerbread man began to fidget. "Your shoulders aren't very comfortable, Mr. Fox," he said. The fox smiled. "Well, climb onto my ears." So the gingerbread man climbed onto the fox's ears. "This is more comfortable," and they continued to swim. But after a few minutes, the gingerbread man's toes began to get wet again. "Mr. Fox, my toes are getting wet again," he said. "Well, climb onto my nose," said the fox. "But I might fall off if I go onto your nose," the gingerbread man told the fox. "You won't fall off. I promise you, you won't fall off." "But I might. I might," said the gingerbread man. "I promise you, young pastry, you will not fall off," said the fox. So slowly the gingerbread man began to climb onto the fox's nose. After a while, the gingerbread man began to fidget again. "When are we there?" he said. "Not much long now. Look, I can see the shore." And soon they were on the shore. The gingerbread man hopped off the fox's nose and landed on the ground. "Oh, thank you, Mr. Fox. Thank you for taking me across the lake. I'll be on my way now." But gingerbread man, you've forgotten something."
"Forgotten what?"
"You know that everyone needs to give money if they go across the lake."
"Money?"
"Yes, if someone does something for you, you need to pay for it. You honestly know that, don't you?"
"No, I never realised that."
"Well then, do you have any money to give me?"
"I don't think I have any," said the gingerbread man.
"Well, you have to give me something."
"But I don't have anything," the gingerbread man said.
"I'm not going for free service here, young pastry."
"I don't have anything. I've told you already. Look, I'll come back tomorrow and give you something. I promise."
No, you'll have to give me something today."
"I'm feeling hungry. What about a snack?"
"But I've told you I don't have anything. I definitely don't have any food."
"Oh yes you do," said the fox.
"What?"
"Your food," said the fox, and he grabbed the gingerbread man and swallowed it whole.
No, I'm not food, no," said the gingerbread man, and the fox swallowed it.
The end.